Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I thought this was pretty amazing. One in five people admit that they've made a mistake that probably could have cost them their job. That I understand. I'm trying to think of what mine is. I'm sure it's out there. I uttered an F-bomb on the air once. But it was basically like pretty much my last day at that particular radio station. And we had a restaurant downstairs. We had a really good restaurant that was downstairs from us.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And they brought up a steak and some drinks. And I just let one slip. But what are you going to fire me? I'm quitting. You know what I mean? So I found it very interesting that you thought or that you believe to this day. Mm-hmm. And this says a lot. You want to know everything you need to know about Kayla Jo Walker right now? Why? Tell everybody why you thought you should have gotten fired.
Oh, I accidentally slept in one day when I had not first started out. I was a couple years into working at my previous radio station and forgot to set my alarm and woke up about 15 minutes after my shift started. Luckily, I lived right behind the radio station. So getting to work took me all of 30 seconds. But yeah, I was about 20 minutes late to being a part of the show.
And you believe you should have been fired for that?
Yeah, I feel like that was a fireable offense. Is that not a fireable offense? Like you're late to your job?
Okay. First of all, it's my contention that you're not even officially in radio until you've overslept and missed a shift.
Okay.
No, if you were in management, it put yourself in management's place.
Yeah.
So you're a good conscientious employee. Had you ever had anything else happen until then?
No.
So you're 20 minutes late and you're going to get fired?
I know. I was a little nervous about it. I thought so. I thought that would be a fireable thing. Like, I didn't know much about.
But even to this day, you think you should have gotten fired?
Yeah, because I was still like, so like low on the totem pole. I thought maybe like, you know, like you're expendable at that point because you're like, I haven't achieved all my stuff yet. Like I haven't like shown.
I'm sort of understanding where you're coming from on that. But again, now flip yourself into management's shoes. Are you firing you for that?
No, but I couldn't fire anyone. This is the problem, is that I don't know what's a fireable offense because I can't fire people.
But you think everything is fireable.
I know. This is now you know what my brain works like.
No, I said this going in. You want to find out everything you need to know about Kayla Jo Walker? Okay, now it's a mistake that could have cost them their job. Yeah. No, I'm sure there's something other that I did on purpose. I mean, if we're differentiating mm-hmm. between mistake, okay, did I make a mistake that I could have gotten fired? Oh, I'm sure there's been something where I didn't, where a sponsor got hosed, where it cost the company money. I'm sure there's been something like that.
Gotta be.
Where I made that kind of a mistake.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. There's another one that I want to put to the test that we saw yesterday. Kayla, will you do me a favor? Is the text line working for you now?
It seems to be okay, yes.
Okay, good. I want you to go to the third text down.
Okay.
Okay? I want you to pick up the phone and I want you to dial their number.
Okay.
And when and if they answer, I want you to tell them they're going to be on the air.
Okay.
Don't say the number. Don't say anything. Let us know what's going on. Have you dialed?
I'm dialing right now.
Okay. I haven't told Kayla about this game either. We're just doing it.
All right.
The reason being.
Let's see if it rings.
68% of Americans say that they rarely or never answer if it's a number they don't know. I would never win this game.
I would never win it either.
But here's the thing. They've sent us a text.
They've sent us a text, so it might be saved in their phone.
And the number, you would think that they might recognize it.
You would think.
Unless it comes up as the extension.
No.
No answer?
We got forwarded to, nope.
Okay, hang up on that one.
Gotcha.
We're going to call four more.
Okay.
And if not, we'll open it up. We'll open it up to other folks. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to put this to the test. 68%, so nearly 7 out of 10. Say that, and again, I would never win this because I'd be like, forget it. What are they calling me for? Leave a message. I'll see if I want to call you back or not.
That's my whole thing. Leave me a message.
You really want to get a hold of me? Send me a text.
Mm-hmm.
And I still may or may not call you back.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.